It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
We all love to travel, don't we? Whether by trains, planes, and automobiles, we are always on the go. But do you ever stop to think about how this impacts your health and well-being? Well, my next guest is here to make you stop in your tracks and think, am I a healthy traveler? Please welcome the author of The Healthy Traveler, 8 Pathways to Smart and Effortless Travel, Dr. Robin Benson. Oh, Dr. Robin, you have traveled to over 70 countries. Now, how have you done this? Tell us a little bit about that.
Hi, Suzanne. It's great to be here with all of you. Yes, how have I fit 70 countries into my life with 2 teenagers? I have done it because once I got started, when I was thinking my first international trip was to the Caribbean islands, and I grew up in a very small town in central New York State. And I have to say, that just set a seed, planted a seed inside me, and I just knew I needed to see the rest of the world. So, Suzanne, I've been through a third of the world so far, so I've got a long way to go, but I'm really pleased that I have seen the countries that I have. That I have to say, even as a practitioner, as a doctor, certainly, I have been exposed to some of the greatest teachers in terms of my schooling and my continuing education that never stops to this day. But I attribute so much to what I have learned and what I've contributed in my book to what I've learned from my travels.
Well, that totally makes sense. After I have so many incredible experiences, and you've had over 23 years of an acupuncture doctor, isn't that right? Oriental medicine?
Yes, exactly.
So you put that together and written this book, and which I absolutely love. I mean, this book is like close to 300 pages, I believe, because I have it. I'm
pretty
reading
epic.
It. It's so incredible. And tell us a bit about why you wrote this book.
Oh, gosh. I guess a couple years ago, I noticed that, I treat a lot of what I call movers and shakers, people that travel the world like I do, and they're on my table on a regular basis. They're sick. Or they're like, God, every time I get on an airplane, I don't feel well. I feel like this traveling life is aging me. And that was a true inspiration. But also just meeting a lot of fellow travelers on the road and going on group travels and just hearing people constantly complain about it. And I talk, and certainly in the creation of this book, I have talked to hundreds of flight attendants and pilots and people who travel on a regular basis. And they're like, gosh, we really need to hear your voice, Dr. Benson, because you travel so much and you treat so many people. And so that was really kind of the fertile ground for me to say, you know what, I do need to give a voice. And as you can see, Suzanne, as you read this book, it's not just eat your fruits and vegetables, although there's a whole chapter dedicated to food, because it is really one of the most important things that we need to consider as a healthy traveler. But my first chapter is this, our question, are you a frequency traveler? And helping people understand that when you put your body into artificial containers, planes, trains, buses, that you are being subjected to lots of different frequencies that we are not designed to be around. So
what does that mean, frequency? Can you share that a little bit more?
So for everybody listening to understand that for your body to really work properly, for every organ, for every cell to function properly, we need to have a healthy electrical system around each cell of our body and certainly around our body. So a healthy electrical system really means it's best when we're outside. Like that there's a field around the earth that is measured, that is actually measurable, and it's a low frequency, and we can't see it or smell it necessarily, but it's what all of life depends on. So let's say it's about, 7 to 11 in terms of the Schumann resonance, or what it's measured in hertz, 0.5 to about 25 hertz, just to understand these measurements. But a cell phone is 900 megahertz. Wi-Fi is even beyond that. And just all of artificial electricity is putting stress on our bodies. So it's putting out frequencies that we are not designed for. And it's no wonder when people are in planes and trains that they don't really feel good. You get headaches, you have brain fog, you feel puffy in your body, you have bloat in your stomach. And so these are frequencies, again, that are artificially made and we are not designed for. So our body struggles with these frequencies. And it's no wonder that our bodies begin to break down when we're in these fields on a regular basis. So for the healthy traveler, the big, big message in this book is that when you, let's say if you're on a 10-hour trip around the country or to another foreign land and you get off the plane, one of the most important things you can do is to be outdoors and just to spend time acclimating yourself, to get into the bright light in terms of jet lag, and just getting into those healing frequencies to help get your body back into what I call self-regulation.
That's great. You know, you're talking all about this electropollution, magnetic radiations, things that we cannot see, but our body, our own energy picks up and actually can be affected, right? That's what you're talking about.
That's right. And, you know, the many, many scientists, this is being researched so much. There's so much research on electromagnetic pollution, and many are calling it the biggest biological experiment ever. You know, when you think about our young children that are growing up with Wi-Fi in schools, you know, and one woman that I interviewed for my book, but also in my Healthy Travelers Global Summit, where you were one of the awesome speakers. So thank you, Dr. Suzanne, for all that you contributed to our series. But what we're finding, you know, based on research, is that these frequencies are really affecting us in terms, again, of some of the things I mentioned, palpitations, people are not sleeping, people are not digesting food. And what Dr. Magda Havas and all her research is she's showing is that this is contributing to what she's termed type 3 diabetes, because our ability to break down sugar is impaired. Because we need those healthy frequencies to be around our body and inside our body at any given time, so we can naturally digest, that we can process, that we can break down, and that we can, you know, have that restorative cycle happening at all times.
Wow, that is phenomenal. I mean, what you're saying is that traveling can actually trigger type 3 diabetes, as you're saying. So you went really quickly over your global summit. I want everyone to know that you can go to it by going to drsuzanne.com/healthy travel. And that's drsuzanne.com/healthy travel. This global summit, I'm so excited to be part of. You know that this summit, you get to learn everything from, you know, what you're doing, what you're putting into your body. Of course, what I did, I gave all kinds of fun things. But I want to talk just the last minute or so about the stress and travel. We love all to travel, but how much stress it is applied on our body.
Oh, the stress is immense to travel. I mean, almost every single person that travels on a regular basis talks about how stressful it is. And in this book, and certainly what we're learning from the 35 speakers that have been part of the Healthy Travelers Global Summit, is that we have to be conscious, that we have to be aware, that we have to make, but part of being a healthy traveler is preparing your body, your vessel, to be in these artificial cages. You know, and I love to travel and I love to be on a plane. So what does that look like? That means I want to be properly hydrated before I ever get on a plane. Even in a car, people don't realize, all of you that are commuters and you're commuting 1 to 2 or 3 hours a day, cars are so toxic. And I just want to say the big why, Dr. Suzanne, for this whole summit and for the book, you know, is to understand that it's the largest industry in the world, the travel industry. People are really unaware of the health risks because of being in these fields.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Raman. Everyone, you know, learn more about how to be a healthy traveler. You can get her book as well as go to drsuzanne.com/healthy travel. Healthy travel. drsuzanne.com/healthy travel. That's where you're going to find out more about what can you do with your health. Everything that Dr. Robin's talking about, you'll be able to find. You can also find it on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. And until then, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.